Investing in gold. Some investors have always speculated in gold, buying coins, jewelry, or even bars. In recent years, popular funds, such as the SPDR Gold Trust ETF, have made it easier to incorporate gold into a traditional investment portfolio. Some financial planners recommend owning a small amount of gold, alongside stocks and bonds, to guard against market volatility. Most say gold shouldn't amount to more than 5% of your overall investment portfolio. One of the biggest drawbacks of owning gold is that it doesn't pay any kind of dividend, and its value depends on rising demand. Gold is not going to pay you any income, says Rob Hallworth, senior investment strategist at U.S. Bank Wealth Management. In order for you to make money on gold, it has to be worth more to someone tomorrow. But today's market dynamics make this disadvantage less significant. Classically, people have used long-maturity treasury bonds and notes as a hedge against volatility while still earning returns, Hallworth says. But there's not too much to get excited about there, with the benchmark 10-year treasury bond yield hovering around a paltry 0.6% or so. Gold becomes a more interesting portfolio diversifier, he says. Low corporate bond yields and the tendency of riskier corporate debt to move in tandem with, rather than inversely to, the movement of the equities market has prompted more people to seek out an investment that is decoupled from the market. Gold's value, however arbitrary it might seem, isn't dependent on factors that underpin other market valuations. Gold is uncorrelated to many other assets. It's uncorrelated to stocks and bonds, Giannotto says. While this is somewhat true of other real asset classes like the broader commodity sector and real estate, these other categories still are exposed to a certain degree of market fluctuations, especially with the current increase in volatility.